This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, lady and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on, and it's also a pleasure, even though it was only one Chicago win yesterday, to watch outstanding starting pitching on both sides.
Let's start Cubs. Yeah, we've got to start with Jameson Taillon and what he was able to do against the Rockies. It is the Rockies, but Jameson Taillon needed that kind of outing, Bruce. He looked like he was in command. And let's face it, after the weekend in Cincinnati, which they won 2 out of 3, but that starting rotation needed a boost.
Well, why are you so tough on Jameson Taillon? He's done nothing but pitch well, okay, pretty much the whole year. I mean, it's not going to be dynamite every single time, but the guy has been probably the most consistent pitcher for the Cubs. He's really been good and the best.
Have I been unkind to him? I have not been unkind to him.
Well, I pointed out when he on the home runs.
He gave up at one point. Yeah. He gave up 7 home runs and 184 pitches, 2 starts in a row. If you don't point that out, it's like you're missing the obvious, Bruce. He has been good. He's been better than good. But come on.
Wow, you counted every pitch.
I don't have to. StatCast does it for me.
No, I really think that he's been really one of the most consistent guys. He pitched really well, and as you said, it was against the Rockies. They have among the worst offenses in baseball. There's no question about it. But it's a major league team. You have to go out there and do what they did. And it also showed the versatility of the Chicago Cubs to, one day pound and score, either 11, 12, 13, 14 runs the next day, be able to play a good defensive game and win a 3-1 ball game. So, they're on top. I mean, there's no question. If power rankings are coming out today, they're in the top 3.
Bruce, David was telling me in the last segment that you were pushing back. I kind of was teasing and said, it doesn't matter about the pitching inconsistencies because they're just going to score a million runs every game and they can overcome sort of some of their weaknesses. Are you still pushing back on that? Or are there some pitching issues that need to be worked through?
You're right on both counts. They will score, and they have scored a lot of runs. They won't average 6 runs a game the rest of the year. That's not going to happen in their history. They've only averaged 6 runs a game one time, and that was a juice ball in 1931 where they scored 998 runs and averaged 6.3 3 or something like that runs per game. They're averaging 6 right now, which is crazy. They've scored 10 runs or more, I think, 11 times in games. It's just, you know, it's not predictable to do that. But what is predictable is to watching a tremendously versatile team that can beat you in a lot of different ways, you know, defensively, on the bases. You know, they have a brilliant manager that helps them win and sets them up in a lot of ways to win each day from, you know, from the late innings on. So, you know, it's all been magic right now. But, yeah, I'm pushing back on the idea that you're going to score 6 runs a game. You need more pitching. And I was talking to Brad Keller yesterday, who's done a terrific job out of the bullpen and was a starting pitcher for a long time with Kansas City. He said, hey, I'm feeling great. I'm pitching great. Whatever they want me to do, if they want me to go back to being a starter again, I'll do that. Whatever they ask, he said, I feel as good as I ever have. And, you know, some decisions like that might have to be made as the season moves on, you know, and guys continue to get hurt, not just on the Cubs, but in all over baseball at a record pace. You know, you're looking at, teams like the Dodgers who are still on top of their division, but, you know, have used 14 starting pitchers so far this year. So that just gives you an indication about what it can be like. The great offense that they have, the really good defense has saved them, but I don't think it's sustainable for a whole year.
So Miguel Amaya finds out today with some imaging, I believe, how badly his oblique has been injured or strained. Bruce, Reese McGuire had the day of his life, and he was very emotional, hitting 2 home runs when he was called up on Sunday and pressed into action. But I don't know if that's their plan, if Amaya is out for an indefinite period of time. What do you think their thought process is going to be as it pertains to the catching position?
Yeah, I don't think it's Ballesteros. They just don't think defensively he's ready to be an everyday major league catcher. And you have to be prepared when you bring him up to catch, you know, half the games or more if someone else gets hurt. So, you know, they have Perez is a professional player that's played caught a lot of games in baseball. He's still down in the minor leagues for the Cubs. That's an option. But, you know, right now, Amaya's, you know, that, you know, as you said, they're going to do more imaging. They did yesterday. And counsel told me that, you know, for my question, that they'll have more information today. But, you know, again, it's an oblique. I mean, as a position player, you can come back a little quicker than a pitcher. I don't think as a catcher with all the rotation you do behind the plate. So I think it's going to be a while. I think they're planning on missing him for a month.
Wow. A month?
Well, that's usually the usual case with an oblique.
Okay.
Now, you know, they got back Ian Happ with his oblique in 10 days, right? Mm-hmm. It hasn't looked good, right, at this point. So he's probably playing still with not hurt, but not feeling great out there. He just hasn't played. He's the gutsy Ian Happ who wants to play every day regardless of whether he's 100% or not. But, you know, coming back from this type of issue, And it's so common, and it's so hard to understand why these obliques keep popping up for players when we never even heard about the injury 10 or 12 years ago. It just wasn't something that kept people out.
I wanted to ask you, Bruce, about PCA. I know it's like probably just the headline for you every day, but I just want to get your thoughts on what you think has been the best part of it sort of all coming together for him this year.
I think between the years, that's where I think it's really come together for him. The idea that he's calmed himself down, he doesn't deal with anxiety after a bad at bat. Instead, he just files it away. He's intelligently attacking each at bat differently. I mean, you saw him yesterday. I mean, first of all, he's a great entertainer. David and I talked about that all weekend. Just fantastic in Chicago to have somebody that entertains and performs, right? It's out of the ordinary with baseball. It's something that people complain about with baseball. There's just not enough entertainment. With him, like yesterday, he hits an incredible long fly ball to right field and right field is death at Wrigley Field, especially with the wind blowing across or in. And that ball would have been about 420 feet normally. And he just stops at first base and he's staring at it. And he gives you an extra 3 or 4 seconds as he's staring it before he goes back to the dugout.
Right.
Great theater. I mean, fantastic. And it's natural. There's nothing forced about the guy. But I really think the thought process and everything coming together, if you look at his career in the minor leagues, he struggled at every level. And then once he got it, he dominated. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say he's going to dominate forever in Major League Baseball, but he certainly is entertaining and has an awful lot of skill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Bruce, let's go to the White Sox for a moment. When you see what happened over the weekend, and we haven't talked on this program about the decision to send down two first basemen, not one, but they probably shared an Uber to Charlotte, or at least from the airport to the Knights facility, Tim Elko and Andrew Vaughn. What's behind that thought process, and do you think that it backfired when they had a little snafu at first base on Sunday when they could have swept the Rangers but didn't?
I think, playing first base is the most underrated position in baseball, right? They say anybody can play there because you don't have to have great range, you don't have to be fast, none of those things. I think it's always been a mistake. I've never agreed with it. Nobody gets more balls in the infield than the first baseman. He's in on just about every play. So when you put an inexperienced guy at first base, you're going, things like what you saw on Sunday, they're going to show up. You know, Sosa just hasn't played there. He had only one place to be on that ground ball, and that is standing right on the bag, right, waiting for the ball. Instead, he was a couple feet off, couldn't get there, and, you know, it impacted the loss, among other bonehead plays that they made, you know, on the bases. We can do a whole half hour on the base running with one out in the ninth inning, trailing 5-4 and trying to steal third base. So that's a whole other show. But the reality is that it did make them look bad that they don't have a professional first baseman there to play the position right now. And sending both down was, you know, head scratching at the best.
Adrian Hauser with another great outing yesterday. It's such a fun story to cover. Obviously, last week, making his first start for the Sox just hours after he was signed. Is it sustainable, Bruce?
Probably not, but he's been really good. And they have, you know, give the White Sox and the hierarchy credit for doing what they set out to do. Not to lose, not to look bad, but to load up with pitching and identify pitching where they could gain credibility and be in ball games quicker in this rebuild or in this situation where they're actually an expansion team, okay? And pitching has been really good. I mean, every single game, you know, you're looking at it, either they win or they lose, and you say, oh, man, how could they lose the game at the end like that? And that's a big difference from what we were watching last year. Pitching has really been good. Hauser identified as another guy. It's been released by the Mets last year at the deadline. It's come back, had two outstanding outings. So give credit to Ethan Katz, the pitching coach. They've done a really good job with that. The rest is incomplete and probably will continue to be that way until they get better players for the positions. It's just that part is hard to watch.
Bruce, before we let you go, I have to ask you about Matt Shaw. Since coming back from the minors in the week since they called him up, he's got, I think, a 300 average, four extra base hits, but most impressively, I think, has been his defense. He's made some tough plays and some good throws over at third base. What's been the biggest difference? And I don't think it was just our interview Saturday on Inside the Clubhouse.
I think it was. I think
the bounce. You got the Inside the Clubhouse bounce again?
Three. Yeah, it happens. Yeah. You know,
it happened before. My draw did it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you identified something. I asked Counsel about that yesterday. He kind of poo-pooed it, said, you know, it's the offense that's much better. That's what's really helping us. But you saw him make a Brooks Robinson play, you know, or a Mike Schmidt play, or an Arenado play at third base yesterday that, you know, kept them from having another runner on base that potentially was a tying run at one point. So I think you're right. I agree with you. The defense has been the main thing. And I think, as Council said, it's just been repetition. Going down to the minor leagues, you know, having 3 weeks there to just continue to work on his game without the pressure. He told us basically the same thing. You know, he needed to go to the minor leagues. Not too many young players are going to say that. He did. And, you know, again, you have a really intelligent young athlete who, you know, could be the answer to third base for them if he continues on this track.
Great stuff, Bruce. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bruce.
Talk to you later.
Enjoyed it, Ruthie. David, have a great day.
You too, Bruce. Bruce Levine, the Scores Baseball Insider.
He's the best.
He is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.